This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and one of the great problems afflicting the big cities of this great nation. It has to do with the collapse of public order, with the breakdown of what has been known in the past as broken windows policing. What does that all mean? Well, drive along the freeway in New York or L.A. Or anywhere, and you will find homeless encampments. You will find increases in graffiti. And what does all of this matter? What it matters is it has an impact directly on the rate of violent crime. Who says so? Somebody who has researched it and has unique insight into what is happening with our rising crime rate in this country. His name is Charles Murray. He is the F.I. Hayek Emeritus Chair in Cultural Studies at the American Enterprise Institute. And he just completed a paper for AEI called The Collapse of Broken Windows Policing in New York City, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C., 2013 to 2022. Dr. Murray, thank you for joining us on the Medved Show.
It's my pleasure. It's been a long time.
It's been too long, but this is such an important issue, and so many people feel it so profoundly. Why are people wrong when they talk about vandalism, littering, camping out in parks or sidewalks, when they talk about this as victimless crimes?
Well, what's going on there, first of all, is the people who are saying that are very seldom the people who have to live with it. The reason that what we call these minor crimes are important, if you're trying to live in an inner city neighborhood, is that it's not only no fun, it's also scary and deteriorates the quality of life if when you walk down the street you have to step over a drunk, if you have a knot of young guys who intimidate you as you walk past, who, if there's open use of drugs and so forth, all of these things individually, and the graffiti, all of these things individually are irritants, but taken together, they pretty much ruin your daily quality of life.
And do they have an impact on the rate of more serious crime, violent crimes?
Well, there are two ways of looking at it. Is it a serious crime if a drunk driver kills somebody? And the answer is yes, it is. It's not robbery or rape or something like that. It's serious. Well, if you cut down on the ability of police to make stops of people who may or may not be drunk drivers, you're going to have fewer drunk drivers arrested. You're going to have more injuries. In terms of the things like rape and robbery and murder, you've got different stories in different cities. In Los Angeles, you've already seen serious crime go up, and in major way, including, of course, these well-publicized mass robberies from stores, but also other aggravated assault and so forth. In Washington, you don't see that yet. On the other hand, there is some evidence that people just aren't bothering to call the police anymore because nothing's going to happen. New York City is the weirdest case of all. New York City has really cut down on the active broken windows policing, but it also seems to have ramped up some of its work against the most serious crimes. And New York City has not seen increases in serious crimes. But, Michael, main point about the most serious crimes in broken windows policing is this. It's a lagging indicator. You know, you don't get a one-to-one increase in serious crimes with a drop in broken windows offenses. It comes along later.
As you write about the remarkable reduction in crime that occurred in this country more than 20 years ago, and a great deal of that reduction in crime, I remember at the time being amazed and amused that people spoke about it as a consequence of Mayor Giuliani cracking down on the squeegee men. I believe you wrote about the squeegee men. What was the problem with the squeegee men?
People can't remember if they aren't of a certain age. It used to be in New York City, every time you stopped at a stoplight, particularly in the tougher parts of town, you had these guys with these squeegee sponges coming and plastering them over your windshield, supposedly to clean them, and they actually made them more dirty, and you were supposed to fork over a buck or two in gratitude for the service. It was kind of legalized minor robbery is what it was. And just getting rid of that all by itself changed a lot of optics about day-to-day life in New York City. That was the big publicity, but they were also increasing enforcement of fare evasion, you know, jumping the turnstiles. That made a big difference because guess what? When you pick up a guy for jumping a turnstile in the subway and you check out his record, an awful lot of the times the guy has an outstanding warrant for his arrest for something serious. So all of these things that went on under Giuliani were a step in the right direction, with his squeegee man being his publicity leader.
And the reduction in crime in New York City, which really led the way for the rest of the country, is still staggering to read about and I would imagine to write about. How much did crime go down during the best years of broken windows policing?
Well, the whole period from 1991 to about around 2010, 2012, it went down, depending on the specific crime, anywhere from 50% to 70 or 80%. Again, you have to have been old enough to live through the 1980s to understand how dramatic the change was. It was gradual, and here's where there's a huge fight among the people who study this problem. I think most of the effect can be attributed to stricter policing, including in minor offenses, and even more to locking people up who are chronic offenders. But you will get people who write serious papers saying, no, you had crime going down all over the world, and so it must have been something else except what seemed to me the obviously most important things.
Well, the obviously most important things, if people are actually in prison, they can't commit violent assaults on you, can they?
Exactly. So people talk about, oh, we don't rehabilitate, we don't deter. Come on, that's not the main thing. With violent, serious crime, a huge proportion of it, about half, is committed by a very small percentage of people who ever get arrested, 5 to 7% of them. You have some bad actors out there who do an incredible amount of damage. You put those guys behind bars, you may not deter them, you may not rehabilitate them, but they aren't going to be preying on people outside.
And again, this progress that we made, and I remember here in the state of Washington where I live, we had a initiative that passed a three strikes and you're out position. The idea that we are going to take crime seriously, we're going to crack down on it, that actually worked. So when did it stop working? That's the fascinating insight that Dr. Murray has put together. We will come right back with more from Charles Murray. He is the author of a tremendous piece in the Washington Post called Broken Windows Policing Worked. In the decade before crime rose, broken windows policing stopped that crime. We'll talk about how and why it changed for the worse. That and more with Dr. Charles Murray coming up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Show, my distinct and profound honor to host Dr. Charles Murray, who's been a guest on this show several times before. He was the author of a tremendously important book that deserves more attention than it received. It's called Facing Reality. and it has to do with some of the myths and realities about race and race relations in the United States. His most recent work is a profoundly influential piece in Washington Post. It is called Broken Windows Policing Worked. Let me ask you a question about broken windows policing that I was just talking about with my producer, Jeremy. Right outside where I'm broadcasting today from downtown Seattle are huge walls and spaces and freeway underpasses that are completely covered by grotesque graffiti. I mean, it's huge, and it's also new. When my wife and I moved to the city 27 years ago, it is now, she was astonished. She said, "What happened to all the graffiti? There's no graffiti here. It's Seattle, Washington. It's amazing." Well, then they let it go. If all of a sudden Mayor Harrell or somebody else said, "Okay, we're going to concentrate all power and money and attention and have a two-week program and just clean up all the graffiti and paint over it," would that graffiti reappear immediately, or could that kind of activity have a major impact?
Quick point. One thing we learned back in the 80s and 90s, if you paint over the graffiti right away or you clean it off, it doesn't come back right away. It is partly because the guys who did the graffiti sort of feel like they wasted their time, so they'll go do it someplace else. And it's also because it sort of changed the tone for everything. But the other thing, Michael, you go ahead and paint over the graffiti. That's a great idea. And tell the police that to have graffiti painting materials, and they're quite distinctive, is a minor offense that a cop can stop you for and arrest you for. It's not that they're going to throw you in jail for 5 years, but you're going to get stopped. And there are all sorts of people who do not want to be stopped by the police. They are people who are carrying guns that are unregistered and illegal. There are people who are carrying drugs. There are people who have outstanding warrants. So if you start arresting people who are actually painting graffiti or have the tools for it, that is going to have a real deterrent effect, not because of the punishment alone, but because of the risk it puts people at of being caught for more serious things.
It's so extraordinary. We are talking during the break a little bit about the late James Q. Wilson, who was an absolutely brilliant sociologist at University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, and then later at Harvard. And he was the one who originated this term, broken windows effect. Is there definitive numerical proof that allowing graffiti on walls, windows broken without being repaired, litter being uncollected, prostitution on street corners? We just had a brief cleanup where they closed several motels on Aurora Avenue here. Does all of that, without question, increase the dangers, physical dangers of more serious crime?
There is no positive proof of a relationship that is simple, okay? Because the things that go into reducing crime are complicated, and they do really depend on your incarceration policy and a bunch of other things. I'm not trying to dodge the question, but here's what I would like you to think about. Think of the list of things you just gave. Imagine a street on which all of those things are occurring today, and that same street next month, if they've stopped occurring. That difference, part of it wants to say, who cares whether it affects more serious crime? I'm willing to make that case in a complicated way. But the simple thing is, public order has been restored on that street. And that's what you want from the police above everything else. a sense of safety and order as you try to go about your everyday life. And guess what? Out in your wealthy Seattle suburbs, they don't have a problem with graffiti and guys lying drunk in the street. The problem, well, maybe in Seattle it's gotten worse in the good neighborhoods too, but mostly this problem is in neighborhoods with people with modest incomes and neighborhoods where most people are members of minorities.
And this is why this is, if people look about what kind of initiatives, what kind of policies could help bring Americans together, addressing some of the broken windows crimes that you discuss in your piece, that could actually bring people together across racial and economic lines, couldn't it?
Yeah, well, for one thing, if you want to get a conservative set of people in terms of what they want from daily life, blacks and Latinos, hardworking blacks and Latinos who are just trying to make a living, an honest living, and raise their families, they are in favor of this kind of thing. They aren't calling for defunding the police. They're calling for more police. So it can, on the one hand, all at once, I think it'd be really healthy for this country if you had coalitions like that where people would say, hey, these other people want the same things out of life I want to. I think that would be a huge uniting thing. It's also a huge uniting thing if the rich people don't retreat into their own little enclaves and never interact with anybody else. And that's something else that's happening more and more.
And as people retreating into their own isolated enclaves, whatever happened to the idea of three strikes, you're out?
It worked so well, just like all the reductions in crime, that after a while we forgot how we got there. It's like stockbrokers who've never been through a bear market and don't know how to deal with it, and they think there'll never be a bear market. Well, you have a lot of people that say low crime is just the natural way things are. They don't realize putting all those people in jail made a difference. Having all those stop and frisks of people by the police made a difference. Catching the subway fare evaders made a difference. They forget all that. Low crime is supposed to be low, and why are we being so tough on these minor crimes? It's bad memories, Michael, as much as anything else, that explains a lot of the stupidity about this topic.
So learning history, as in so many other areas, is crucial. You can learn some history. Check out the piece we're talking about broken windows policing by Charles Murray. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, an effort to make New England a separate country, racially pure. We'll get to what that means coming up on the Medved Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Wildfires are continuing to devastate Maui.
Officials on the Hawaiian island of Maui are reporting multiple wildfires sweeping across the western area of the island has killed multiple dozens of people. Entire blocks of homes and businesses in historic Lahaina Town have gone up in smoke. More than 270 structures are damaged or destroyed. Hawaii Lieutenant Governor Democrat Sylvia Luke on Honolulu's KHON TV.
We need to figure out a way to help a lot of people in the next several years and to build some of these structures.
More than 11,000 people have been evacuated off of the island of Maui. I'm Lance Pry.
This has President Biden approved a major disaster declaration today to get aid to people that desperately need help. The House and Senate remain on August recess. Tim Berg, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, there's all kinds of desires to try to bring people together in this country. And of course, that's a desirable thing to do. But at some point or another, you recognize that there are just some folks who are a little bit off the mainstream. And that is the case with a new group that is getting all kinds of attention. And it is a new group of neo-Nazis. And they are located in supposedly one of the most enlightened, most liberally oriented parts of the United States. That would be the area known as New England. Now, what's the point about New England? Why should they have an upsurge of Nazism there? Well, apparently, it's because there is, or they believe, that this is a particularly white and ethnically pure part of the country, where the whole idea of white identity has actually broken out. And the idea of this kind of ethnic purity, it's written about in Rolling Stone magazine. They have under the headline Fascist Fantasy, white supremacists are calling for a peaceful separation from the United States and a ban on people of color moving anywhere in New England. A neo-Nazi front group is demanding that New England secede and establish itself as a white nation, decrying, quote, enemies that are, quote, all around us, and vowing to defend racial integrity. The People's Initiative of New England, that is an acronym for PINE, get it? People's Initiative of New England, published a revolutionary manifesto on July 27th, obviously just a couple of weeks ago, advocating separation from the United States of America. PINE is a creation of the neo-Nazi organization NSC 131, with often violent street confrontations and stiff-arm Heil Hitler salutes. PINE is intended to give those same toxic political beliefs a more palatable political framework. The PINE document appeals to nostalgia and shame. Our people, who once built the most prosperous nation the world has ever seen, have been embarrassed, sold out, and demoralized. It alleges that the only option is to establish a sovereign and unified New England, and thereby set an example for revolutionaries everywhere. In a nation where a previous secession attempt by racists sparked the bloodshed of the Civil War, PINE fancifully imagines a peaceful separation. PINE is basically NSC 131, but instead of going out and punching people at drag shows, which is always, of course, a productive... And by the way, I'm teasing about that. I don't want somebody to report me, oh, Medved said it was productive to go punch people at drag shows. No. I don't think going out and punching people under any occasions is particularly what the country needs. But instead of going out and punching people at drag shows, they're showing up at Trump rallies and recruiting Trumpers into out-and-out white supremacy. So says Chris Goldsmith. He is the founder of Task Force Butler, a veteran-led anti-fascist nonprofit that published a 300-page dossier on NSC 131 for use by journalists and law enforcement. How do you find 300 pages to write about this fringe group that honestly does not appear to be that influential or even menacing? NSC 131 unabashedly deploys the salutes and symbols of Hitler's genocidal German regime. The group's literature brags that by using the swastika, we place ourselves in the most stark opposition possible to everything we would change in modern society. NSC members dress in, what do you think? In khakis, black hoodies, and cover their faces. Frat boys wearing khakis and Proud Boys. No, the Proud Boys wear T-shirts. These guys wear full hoodies and they cover their faces. They're notorious for staging confrontations at liberal events, spewing hate, and rumbling with anti-fascists. Always fun. Its literature declares, quote, "We become less fringe with every successful action. Our presence normalizes the impossible." The group pointedly adopts the culture war crusades of modern conservatism as its own, with declarations like, "We remind our people that it is Nazism to oppose drag queen story hour and critical race theory." Okay, you don't have to be a Nazi to object to drag queen story hour in public libraries or to object to critical race theory in public schools. Attempting to draw America Firsters into its ranks, PINE representatives have distributed literature at Trump rallies in states like New Hampshire. A PINE political platform, also posted to Telegram, lays out five of the group's demands, including that New England will be formally recognized as a white homeland and a sovereign state, that the institutions of the U.S. federal government will no longer be recognized. Good luck with that. And we will end all non-white migration to New England with the goal of maintaining our ethnic identity. The group's intentions for what happens to the existing non-white residents of the region is darkly unspoken. They declare New England is the whitest region in North America, and it is here that our unique pan-European identity was originally established. Pine literature alleges, adding, if someone is not of European descent, they are not a New Englander. Well, okay, at least they include, I mean, some of the old racism in New England was aimed at Italian Americans who were not considered appropriately white or European. And once upon a time, that this kind of ferocity was aimed at them. In July, a New Hampshire judge dismissed a civil rights complaint brought by the state against NSC 131 for a racist banner drop executed over a state highway with a sign that read, "Keep New England White." The judge ruled that the action, though reprehensible by most civilized standards, was not illegal. Okay, I think that's correct. I mean, you're going to try to arrest people for putting up a sign, a drop banner that people are holding on a freeway overpass. The neo-Nazi group now asserts on social media that it is a nonviolent pro-white fraternity in the New England area that engages in First Amendment-protected political protests and demonstrations. The group has its own Telegram channel that hypes videos of its violent street encounters. I'm sure that would be very popular. We will be right back. You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved show with the talk of the neo-Nazis in New England with their black hoodies and khakis trying to establish a separate state. It brings up the whole idea of secession and states breaking apart and reliving some of the horrors of the Civil War, God forbid, 1,000 times. But Mayor Eric Adams of New York is one of those people who is caught right in the middle because New York has declared itself a sanctuary city. It has always been perhaps the leading city. There have been others that have been rivals for that claim for immigration in the country. When people... the Statue of Liberty in New York Harbor became a symbol on behalf of immigration, though it was not intended that way. It was certainly honored that way after it was erected because of the poem by Emma Lazarus that is inscribed at the base of the statue. Give us your poor, your hungry, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. Send the storm-tossed, tempest-tossed to me. In any event, Mayor Adams was on CBS this morning complaining that border states have created a funnel right to New York City. Here is his honor, the mayor.
Well, think about what happened in the last few months. We have created a funnel. All the bordering states have now took the funnel right to New York City. New York City is the economic engine of this entire state and country. Mm. If you decimate this city, you're going to decimate the foundation of what's happening. Look at Chicago, Los Angeles, Houston, and now you're hearing the governor of Massachusetts. And so when people say, well, they have, we gave them $100 million, $12 billion bill?
Yeah.
What table have we done in there? When you see all the people that are just laying in the streets, you walk by, it is jaw-dropping.
Yeah.
And the numbers keep coming and coming when you think, I don't have any more room at the end, so to speak.
Along with the unhoused people we already have here.
Yeah.
Exactly. And think about the miracle that took place over the last year in April when this really started coming from a governor who wanted to use people as pawns.
Okay, and what they were talking about is two different problems because among the houseless people experiencing homelessness, there aren't that many. and certainly not in New York City, immigrants of any kind. And as a matter, why not? Because they're concerned about being picked up. And obviously people don't want to be deported. Angry New Yorkers spoke out. This is Man on the Street audio about the burden that this influx of new illegal immigrants have had on the city of New York.
This whole thing is only going to snowball because the schools are going to open in about 2 weeks, all right? And we're totally unprepared to handle that.
Look behind us. There's a park. There's a YMCA there. We have a charter school behind us, a preschool on the side.
This is outrageous. They're putting non-American before American.
Okay, again, that is certainly is a outrageous giving principal concern to people who are newly arrived as opposed to people who have lived and paid taxes and done their part building up a city. One of the big bits of news that we covered yesterday was the commitment by Larry Ellison to provide a what is called a 10-figure donation to the Tim Scott campaign for presidency. He was giving the money to a super PAC associated with Tim Scott. And now there's a new ad that is up today in Iowa and New Hampshire on behalf of the South Carolina senator who is running either third or fourth, depending on which poll you believe among Republicans. Listen, this is clip three.
If you don't control your back door, it's not your house. And if we don't control this border, it's not our country. Last year, we lost 70,000 Americans to fentanyl because Joe Biden surrendered our southern border to the Mexican drug cartels. As Commander-in-Chief, I will unleash our military to crush the cartels and stop these terrorists from killing our kids. I'm Tim Scott, and I approve this message because border security is national security.
Okay, border security is national security. The idea that Joe Biden deliberately allowed fentanyl and the passage of fentanyl to come to the United States and that this is associated with, I'm not sure what he's talking about, unleashing our military on the drug cartels. The drug cartels are based in Mexico. And without cooperation with Mexico, and they're not going to get that cooperation from President AMLO, President Andres Lopez, Manuel Lopez Obrador, the idea of running an ad like that in Iowa, is that going to help Tim Scott catch up with Ron DeSantis? And eventually challenge Donald Trump. We will see. Because all of this goes down to this basic competition that is going to have a high point at the debates 13 nights from tonight. Chris Christie is trying very hard to bait President Trump into coming and debating further. He spoke at a town hall in New Hampshire, clip four.
He's a big talker when we're a few miles away from each other. He's got a lot to say when he's got a phone in his hand posting something on social media. We're going to know what he's really made of if we see whether he shows up 2 weeks from tonight or not on that stage, because I'll tell you one thing for sure. I will be there, and I am waiting for him, and then we'll answer him. Because where I grew up and the way I was raised was a man who has something to say to another man, comes up to him and looks him in the eye and says it to him. And a coward does the opposite. So we'll see if the coward shows up 2 weeks from tonight in Milwaukee, but I will be there.
And will Trump be there? This is Trump's latest statement on that issue. Clip 10.
When you're at 75, 78, 80%, and other guys are at 0, 1%, 2%, 3%, you do say, what's the upside? Am I going to go up 1 point? But they could go up. You know, they're not dumb people. They're senators. They're governors. They're intelligent people. You have some very good people. I think you have some very good people, and you have some people. I mean, I have a problem with the debate for another reason. I wouldn't sign the pledge. Why would I sign a pledge of people on there that I wouldn't have? I wouldn't have certain people as, you know, somebody that I'd endorse. So they want you to sign a pledge. But I can name three or four people that I wouldn't support for president.
And let's try to imagine who those people would be. And this is Chris Christie claiming that he is moving up in the polls. This is clip 6.
In just the last 2 days, there have been two more polls that have come out that now have me tied for second with Governor DeSantis, one at 11% and one at 9%. So we feel like it's really moving in our direction. Our momentum is going the right way. Governor DeSantis is going in the wrong direction. And so first job is to get past Governor DeSantis here in New Hampshire. We've now caught him. Now we need to pass him. And then we're going to take on Donald Trump one-on-one.
And is that the shape of the campaign? The rich donors want DeSantis to be more normal. Will that work out? And how many people have now faced January 6th criminal charges? No, it's not just one. It's not just President Trump. It's more than that. And what is the proof, finally, that Joe Biden did benefit from the sleazy negotiations by machinations by Hunter Biden in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I Resort.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.